All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to KegCast, episode 152. I am Cheapy D in Tokyo, Japan.
And I am Wombat in the basement.
In the Massapequa basement.
Yeah, rocking out. I'm rocking out in the snow and the cold. It's really cold here, like really cold.
You got like 10 inches of snow, right?
Yeah, we got about 11 inches by me, which is a lot for here. That's sure. Way a lot for here, so... It was pretty crazy, but I had a snow day.
You didn't
day.
Even have to go to work, right?
Well, on Monday, I mean, I actually wound up working about 12 hours. I just worked from the basement. So, Yeah, 6 to 6 isn't really necessarily a fun day off.
Right, sitting in the basement.
Yeah, it really wasn't a good time. But
the only difference is you can have frequent masturbation breaks.
No, I couldn't even do that because everyone kept calling me for, like, meetings and... And stuff. I just moved my microphone, and I can tell that I did that. This is gonna be like 1 second there where it's gonna for someone.
Right.
Yeah. What can you do? Sue me.
I will sue you.
Please. You can call my attorney.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Bunch of stuff to talk about. You know, Ty has got another ear infection. It's like he never got rid of the last one. So I've been bringing him to the doctor. I think I've gone to the doctor 4 times in the last 4 weeks.
That's not fun at all in any
situation. Which is
situation.
Not fun. And he's like, okay. Like, he's not complaining, really. Well, obviously, he wouldn't complain. But, I mean, he's not being that difficult. It's just that he's coughing a lot. He's got a cold, and he's coughing a lot. And it sounds bad, but he's, you know, he's sleeping, and he's not, you know, he's not being a pain in the ass, or no more so than usual. But it seems to me like we keep giving each other the cold. So, like, he'll get better, but he'd given me the cold, so then I'll give it back to him. So, finally, on this last trip to the doctor, I had the doctor take a look at me. I haven't had any sort of doctor exam, even a simple one like this, in years. So, it was, like, it's pretty embarrassing because I had to lift up my shirt, you know, because he checks your breathing with a stethoscope. And I'm pretty out of shape, and I'm really hairy. And I was just, like, sucking in my gut. Are you supposed to suck in your gut when the doctor checks your breathing?
Well, you're supposed to, like, just breathe in and hold it, not necessarily suck in your gut.
Yeah, I had to suck in my gut.
Unless he said to you specifically, you know, Chibi-san, please suck in gut.
No. He does speak English. Like, he speaks enough English.
Okay, did he do a butt exam, too?
No. My wife is scheduling a full physical for me.
Excellent. And that's when you get to say, Doctor, why are both your hands on my shoulders?
Yeah, I remember the last time the doctor put his finger in my ass. I've only had that happen once. I had like an inflamed prostate.
Oh, that's not cool.
And I'll tell you, the doctor was not gentle, and he, like, needed more lube or something, because my asshole hurt for, like, 2 weeks after that whole thing. Like, whenever I sat down, it hurt.
Well, when I was in my early 20s and I had serious digestive problems, I had to go through a lot of that with lots of doctors who didn't know what the hell was wrong with me, so it's no
fun.
You have
a lot of fingers in your ass.
Yeah, lots of fingers.
Yeah, so, I don't know. So we got more medicine for Ty, and while we were coming out of the... out of the examination room, one of the many kids there puked all over the floor, and the place was packed. Like, the office was so packed, so there was nowhere to stand. Like, he couldn't escape from the puke because the place was, you know, it was like first thing in the morning, and the place was packed. So luckily we were sort of on our way out, so we didn't have to hang out there for too much longer. But I felt really bad for everybody else in the office. It's just like, there's nowhere you can go. It's a small room, and it's, you know, every seat is taken, and, you know, it's standing room only. And there's puke, and they had to, like, clean it up. But you can
lovely.
Never really,
yeah,
I love never really remove the puke. And speaking of my hairy body and out of shape body, Ty's got this new game that he plays where he'll lift up my shirt and pull out my stomach hair and then feed it to me.
That's gross and funny all at the same time.
And he loves it. He thinks it's so funny.
Sabrina tries to rip my eyeballs out.
Oh, yeah. Tide does that, too.
Yeah. Oh, these must come out. No, it doesn't. It stays where it is. Please.
That's a fun game to play with your wife when she's still sleeping, is that you put the kid in the bed, the awake kid in the bed with the sleeping wife, and then, because that's a great alarm clock, having a kid try to claw your eyeballs out.
Exactly.
That'll wake you up. And you can see my wife's like, no, no, stop. And I'm just like laughing.
As you should.
As I should be. What else can I tell you about Wombat? Oh, the new Apple just announced the new iMacs and the new Mac Minis. And I've been waiting for the new Mac Mini because I want to have like a, what do you call that thing? A media center.
So you're getting one?
I'm going to get a new Mac Mini because right now, like what I do is I hook my laptop up to the TV when I want to watch some video content or surf the internet on a TV or whatever. And it's just sort of a pain in the ass. And Ty likes to stand on the MacBook, which is not good.
No, that is not good.
So the Mac Mini is obviously mini. So it could go into the entertainment center and it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be able to watch a lot more stuff because I didn't. You gave me another homework assignment to watch WALL-E.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I only watched the first 20 minutes.
Oh my God, who needs you?
Well, the problem is that my wife wants to watch it with me. So now I have to wait for her. So that means I can only watch it on the weekends, and we just didn't get to it this weekend. But the first 20 minutes were really good.
Well, there you go. So far I'm not a liar.
It has a, to me, like the quality of the animation or just like the, I guess the graphics, the quality of the graphics are far superior to the other movies from Pixar.
Well, usually that's, I mean, I would say every Pixar movie has steadily improved in its animation.
Wouldn't
you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my Wally impression. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's all that's new for me. What about you, Wombat? What's going on?
Well, we've got a baby that's fully mobile. I touched on it briefly last week that she started to crawl, but now she's like crawling everywhere. You can't escape it. So my wife went out on Sunday and bought a baby cage.
I saw the picture of it, and I'm very jealous.
I mean, the thing is pretty actually really big. It's like this gigantic hexagon gate that we have set up in the living room. And
it looks like the arena from UFC.
Yes, it does. It looks like a UFC fighting arena, 100%. And we put like lots of pillows on the floor in there too, and like some of that foamy stuff. I know you have it too, the foamy stuff that you put on the floor.
Yeah.
And you know, with a bunch of toys, and we just put her in there, and she can walk around and roll around, and it's a nice, big, spacious, safe place, and she could see us all the time from there too.
Yeah, our apartment's not big enough.
And occasionally I will jump in there too. And, you know.
Let's get it on!
Exactly, and then we wrestle.
Right.
Wrestle.
And then she taps out quickly.
She does. No, then she goes, Kimbo Slice! And punches me in the face.
Right. All right, Wombat, we had a show last week. People enjoyed the show as usual.
They did?
I don't know. People seem to enjoy the last two shows maybe more than usual. I don't know if they just always say that or what, but they enjoy it.
Good to know.
So we had some feedback. The first feedback comes from Nick Suttner, a.k.a. Rock Solid Audio, a.k.a. the Bearded Hippie. He wanted to correct us, or actually not correct us, but correct one of our listeners who had written in a question for the CAG bag asking about basically monetization of podcasts and specifically bringing up Rebel FM and mentioning that Rebel FM was thinking about charging for their podcast in some way, shape, or form. Nick wants to correct us and saying that actually wasn't Rebel FM that was talking about it. It was the Area 5 video podcast. They were guests on the show, and they were talking about it. So Rebel FM was not considering that at all. Also, Nick, we didn't mention this, and I forgot to mention it. I'm embarrassed, but congratulations to Nick, who rebounded very well from his layoff at 1UP and is now working at Sony.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal.
So it's my understanding that he his job description is basically he greenlights third-party projects for the PS3. Is that right? Do you know? Have you heard anything about
it? I don't know that much about it. It's funny because I did chat with him a little bit today, but I didn't ask him.
It's something like that. It sounded very interesting, and I'm glad that Nick landed back on his feet so quickly. And it's also kind of funny because it's a small world out there. You know, my friend Jon Snow, he's got a friend that just got the exact same job with Sony in Japan.
Well, there you go. Small world indeed.
Yeah, so that's pretty, and I met the guy. That's Brad, I think his name is. So that's pretty cool. Also, Nick wanted me to pass this quote on to you, Wombat. We were talking about Braid last week. I think one of our listeners had a question. They wanted to know which we like better, Braid or Flower. And you said you didn't really like Braid that much. You thought it was that the game was pretentious, I think, was the exact word that you used. So Nick wanted me to pass along this to you. I wanted to strangle Wombat talking about Braid, that Philistine fuck.
You see, in response to that, I decided to pull up Nick's one-up review for Braid, which he gave an A+. Now, if I describe the game the way he did, I guarantee you the entire thread would be full of posts of me not just describing the game as being, you know, above the average person, but probably slamming me for being as pretentious as well. If I describe the game as Braid's short length can be disregarded in the face of its unique approach to storytelling and expansive ideas. It needn't be played through multiple times, but those looking for a cognitive simulation must experience it at least once. Excellent, but intellectually limited as a puzzle platformer, Braid is made truly divine with emotional depth and a bittersweet humanity.
A bittersweet humanity.
Yeah,
that's nice.
See, if I was that full of shit, I'd probably be working for Sony too.
Well, I had to look up what Philistine meant.
It means the same as plebeian, doesn't it?
Lowbrow, uncultured.
Yes, yeah, a plebe.
Boorish.
Boorish. Yes.
So yeah, that review sounds like the exact opposite of that.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I liked Braid. I liked it a lot.
You would. You also like Starbucks. Well, and goatees.
And goatee? I don't like goatees, especially yours. It's like the worst thing I've
Mine
ever seen.
Mine is awesome.
We were doing a video chat on iChat, and Wombat was... You were showing me the hexagon.
Yeah, I was showing you the baby cage.
For Sabrina. And my... I called my wife into the room to look at... So she could see Wombat's goatee. And her response was, "It looks Jewy."
There's a reason for that.
Because you're Jewy?
I am Jewy.
Jewy, Jewy, Jew, where are you? Yes, so that was that's pretty cool. So that's from Nick. Congratulations. Also, who is this? Tyegg says, "I've heard a million times that Braid is pretentious, and I'm sure it is, but that doesn't mean it's a bad game. I beat the game before it came out when..." What? "I beat the game before it came out, and when I finally bought it, I found out about the stars. As far as platform puzzles go, this one is far over par. Don't let the ego of the developer get in the way of a generally good game." Yeah, that's basically my point. Is like, if you didn't read this guy's blog, you wouldn't have any idea that the game was pretentious, I don't think.
Oh, I would, yes. I believe so. Takes one to know one, is really...
After reading Nick's review.
Exactly. After reading that review.
All right. Also, Dr. Mario Kart had some comments about Conduit, because we talked about how I guess you weren't terribly impressed with Conduit, and then people on Go Nintendo got all riled up. Did we talk last week about how the owner of Go Nintendo wrote us?
I don't know.
Raw Meat Cowboy?
Yeah.
I mean, he basically sort of apologized in a way for the comments on his site, and I told him he didn't really need to apologize, and that it was, you know, we were glad for the mention. Frankly, we didn't, you know, there's nothing bad about it really. Dr. Mario Kart says, "If you're having trouble with the controls in the Conduit, then you're doing it wrong. I controlled it fine when I played it at PAX. If you want to complain about controls, you should direct your complaint towards the illegitimacy of the dual stick scheme for shooters. Controls are very, very important. Red Steel and Far Cry Vengeance, as bad as they were, control better than the rest of that dual stick has.
The control better than the best that dual stick has ever produced, is what he said.
Right, exactly.
That's crazy.
And then he says, as far as graphics, they don't matter once you get to a mid-cycle PS2 level for 3D and the Super Nintendo for 2D.
That's also crazy.
That is some crazy talk, Dr. Mario.
Would you say that Red Steel controls better than Call of Duty 4?
Yeah, sure. I would say, yeah, no, of course not. I mean, I only played it at E3. Come on. And obviously, like, mouse and keyboard is probably the best of everything.
See, I don't. I mean, I understand why people like it, but it's not the mouse part; it's the keyboard part.
It's you get used to it, though.
Yeah, I'm not. I just can't get my hand, and I guess really my head around moving around with the keyboard.
Right.
That's just me, though.
Yeah, I think Dr. Mario. Well, you're certainly entitled to your opinion, and we're entitled to disagree with you.
Exactly, and we do.
And we do, very much so. Also, last week, we talked about the very slow new Xbox experience, and we were longing for the old Xbox experience. I don't know. Maybe I'm going crazy, but I haven't played a lot of Xbox over the last week, but it seems like it got faster. Is that possible?
I think everyone's finally decided that it sucks, and now they're all using their PlayStation 3s. So now that there's less people...
Well, that's what Rodeo Jones 903 says. He says the new Xbox dashboard has me playing a lot more PS3 games.
So maybe there's just fewer people on there. It is possible.
I don't know.
Me too.
Well, King Brawley says, over the past couple of weeks, the dashboard, both in-game and out, on my Xbox 360 has become less responsive, and pretty much everything Wombat said about it is a feeling I share. I'd also like to add that due to the pricing structure Microsoft has on their hard drives, with the install feature, I'd feel like they've turned the 360 into the HD version of the Wii with their storage space for the majority of the 360 owners. You don't need to install the games, but you want to anyway. I feel the show is really good this week, mainly because of Wombat seemingly taking the lead on the show with information and insight. Look at you.
That's right.
Taking the lead.
Kiss my ass, Baldy.
I got to agree with King Brawley here that I don't really get Microsoft's strategy on the hard drive, this whole hard drive thing, the proprietary, you know, hard drive. First, you got to buy the Microsoft hard drive. That's definitely something that PlayStation 3 got right with making it very easy to swap out hard drives. You can use standard notebook hard drives in the PS3. And the reason why I think Microsoft got this wrong is because, yeah, okay, you're going to make money selling hard drives. No question about it. They're going to make more money than Sony is because, frankly, Sony doesn't even sell a branded PlayStation hard drive upgrade, which they probably should if you think about it. I mean, at least partner up with somebody and, you know, throw Sony on the box. But if you think about it, the whole point of the hard drive, having a bigger hard drive on the 360 or really any console, is to encourage you to spend more money on their system.
Well, it's it's to encourage you to spend more money on games and downloadable content.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I mean. On games and, you know, downloadable games, or, you know, maybe you'll buy more games because you can install them and the experience will be more enjoyable. You'll download the movies, you rent the movies from them. It seems to me that they're sort of shooting themselves in the foot by making the hard drive so expensive, the bigger hard drives. I don't know. It seems like a backward strategy to me. I think they'd be able to recoup the money, pretty easily if they made the hard drives cheaper with selling additional content. Maybe they'll get that right in Xbox 720.
I was just about to say the exact same thing.
Darkness Bear says, I love how accessible the PS3 interface is, and I also upgraded it to 250 gigabytes, so I never have to worry about my space being filled. I've been buying all multi-platform titles on my PS3 due to the ease, quickness of the cross-media bar. For some reason, my 360 friends list literally takes 1 to 2 minutes to load. It's insane. Now, some people on our feedback thread said that they had no problems with the new Xbox experience, that it loaded faster. In fact, Dragon X says he mentioned he had some problem with his original 360, I believe, and he just bought a new Jasper system. And he says he was blown away by the response time that the Xbox was giving him. It improved not by 50%, but by 85%. I don't know how he can quantify that.
I was
that.
Just about to say, I wonder how he figured that out.
That 35%, I mean, it's such a weird thing. I mean, you could say, like, all right, 100%.
My 360's at DEFCON 5. It's great.
It's a DEFCON 4.29er. He says, it's actually a treat to bring up the new menu and friends list without being scared of dashboard lag. And this is all thanks to the new Jasper motherboard with its own built-in memory unit, which, as you've read, reduces the dashboard lag. So that's an interesting theory. Another theory is that some people had is that they don't have a large friends list. And perhaps that's slowing things down. And I could believe that. That makes perfect sense.
Sure.
Both of those things, actually.
I think if you even add both those things together.
Right. If you have one friend and a Jasper 360, then you've got warp speed new Xbox experience.
Exactly.
I don't think I'm going to buy a new 360, though, just for that.
I would not either.
Right. But if one happened to break, man, they're so cheap now. I mean, it's pretty crazy. All right, let's do a little bit of CAG news-ish, Wombat. We had our first Wombat-organized CAGcast game night.
It went pretty
well.
So
why don't you tell us how that went?
I think it went very well. I mean, you know, we had a good amount of people there. We had a good time. We played some Halo 3. We definitely had to work out some kinks, but that's why I called it the test night. So, which was good. And actually, this week we're going to be this Sunday at 8. You'll be there, right?
8 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes, 8 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to play some Warhawk. And with Warhawk, which makes it actually...
why not? How come we don't go right to Killzone?
Do we want to go right to Killzone? We can make an executive decision. Tell me what we're doing.
I make the decision.
Fine, we're doing Killzone. And the good thing about Killzone is the same as Warhawk. Unlike the 360, where it's very difficult to build a room where people can hop in without there being a big issue, we can make a password-protected room. So I'll post the password and the thread the night of, and then people could just join in.
Oh, and of course, it supports more players.
So we'll be able to fit more people in, it'll be easier to get into, and it should be a good time had by all, and everyone can all laugh at how awful I am at any game that requires... You know what it is? Any game where the characters have to move at any type of speed more than, like, 1 mile per hour, I'm terrible.
Wombat is maybe the worst first-person shooter player I've ever gone up against. He consistently came in last place in pretty much every round, I think. He had like kill death spreads of like minus 16. He's terrible. Cause I think, you know what the problem is with your gameplay style is that you haven't mastered the walking while shooting thing. I think you're just too used to Resident Evil. You can't just stand there and shoot somebody. You have to move.
That's definitely part of my problem. And again, it's also like, I don't do that bad in games like Gears of War, and I don't do that bad in Rainbow Six, because those games, the characters move slower. Like, it's a lot more about moving a little bit, waiting a little bit, moving a little bit, waiting a little bit.
I understand. Okay, that's interesting.
And, you know, with Halo and Killzone, it's a lot of run around. I mean, Halo, you could pretty much get by if I just ran around in a big circle, skipping, basically. The best strategy to winning in Halo 3 is to skip. A lot.
Right.
Like a four-year-old boy.
Right.
But I don't know. That's just not me.
I got complaints from our moderator, Traken, because I guess you participated in like the CAG Killzone night.
I did.
And Traken said that you team killed him 4 times in 1 round or something like that. And he said, you know, I can understand, like, you know, random grenades going off and killing somebody by accident because it is hectic and certainly you're new to the game. But he said you would walk up behind him and shoot him right in the back of the head and then yell, "I got him."
That's not true.
That's what he said.
I did not do that. I don't think I killed him 4 times either. Maybe it was other people and he just thought it was me every time.
I don't know. I don't know why he would make that up. I believe him after playing Halo with you.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I definitely accidentally killed way too many people on my team in Killzone. Like, tons of people. I'll be the first person to admit it. But I don't think I screamed, I got him at any point. Maybe he heard
we're
going to
talk. Right. We'll talk more about Killzone 2 later. Let's see what else we got for CAG news. Oh, I also wanted to mention that Halo 3, speaking of Halo 3, they had their 1 billionth game played on Xbox Live recently. It's a lot.
That is a lot. It wasn't our game, though.
No. I wanted to give you a little CAG beta news. First of all, the price tracker is now open to everybody. So if you go, if you're on CAG and you see that little link on the top in the nav there, it says price tracker, you can click that and you will see the latest price changes from a ton of major retailers. And of course, it's still very much a work in progress, so there's a lot of features that will be added to it, but it's very functional right now. You can check it. It updates several times throughout the day. So you can check and, you know, sort everything by percentage price drop or sort it by platform. And you can filter by platform. You have a lot of options and a lot of different ways to play with the data. Eventually, you know, we'll have, you know, email notifications so you can, you know, not have to check it throughout the day if you don't want to. Although it is sort of addictive to come back there and see what's going on and see what games have fallen in price. So that's open to everybody now. And now open to beta testers, you can edit the game data, like in wiki-style editing of any of the game data that's in our database. But a lot of new stuff coming very soon. So we're moving slowly but surely, and I don't know. It's looking good. Have you played with the price tracker at all?
Not yet, but I guess I will now.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Wow, I don't know.
I found a couple of good deals on it and posted them in the CAG forums.
Is that where you found the Star Wars one?
No. They emailed me about it.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we have Gamefly up there yet.
You need to add them, bitches.
Oh, we'll definitely have them. And we have GameStop, Amazon, Walmart, Newegg, GoGamer. I can't remember what else.
What did you find? You said you found something good. What'd you find?
Oh, I found The Club for like $13 on Amazon.
That's not bad. I like that game.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty popular pick. But I don't know. Things are going well with the CAG beta. Slowly but surely. What else do we want to mention in CAG news-ish? I think that's it.
Works for me.
Works for you. Let's do some game shopping news. The big game shopping news for this week was actually discovered by a CAG, and that CAG is Fear 3D. He went to his local Toys R Us and found
feared.
A sign up.
Feared.
What?
Feared.
Or feared. I say Fear 3D.
You would.
But you can say it probably correctly.
And I will.
Okay, so he basically went to his local Toys R Us and found a sign saying that you can now sell your used games to them, and they will give you store credit for them. So it turns out that this is like a test. You know, Best Buy did a test a while ago with this type of thing. So Toys R Us is testing out whether used game sales make sense for them. I was talking to Shipwreck about it, because Shipwreck is like an expert on all this stuff. He follows all this stuff very closely, and he is pretty much convinced that Toys R Us has no chance of making this work, just because they don't have the infrastructure. They have enough problems, apparently, with organization that something like the used game trade requires a lot of effort, and not just in terms of, you know, serving your customers in store, you know, and taking the trades in an orderly manner and that stuff, but also the pricing of the games is the hardest part. And Shipwreck has very little confidence in Toys R Us being able to pull this off. I think you should write an article on what they need to do in order to make it work.
I think it's going to be very hard for them. Just the size of a Toys R Us seems that it could make it difficult to work within the store, because it's always the same person working in the video game section. You know,
here's the problem. Well, here's the situation, basically, is that the used video game trade has such potential for profits. I mean, just as GameStop, that's where a huge chunk of their profits come from.
If by huge chunk you mean all, then yes.
Well, not all, but a huge chunk. That it's almost worth setting up like a dedicated section in the store to sell back the used games, like a dedicated counter where you have a dedicated employee. Like, that's the guy's job, is to stand behind the counter at all times and take in used game deals, used game trade. But I don't know if they're going to be willing to do that. But I don't know. It makes a lot of sense.
All right.
And David Jaffe spoke out. You know, you love David Jaffe, Wombat. He's your favorite.
He is my favorite. We go way back.
You go way back. He posted a video on YouTube about the used game business, and I read about this on GamePolitics.com. And GamePolitics took offense to, I think, something that Jaffe said, and I think maybe it was a little bit misinterpreted. And I think you actually misinterpreted too, Wombat. We were just talking about this before we started the show. He basically, in the video, Jaffe says, look, the customer should definitely try to get the best deal out there, which makes me feel good personally, because, you know, that's our whole thing, a cheap ass gamer. You know, that if a customer can save money, he should, you know, why he's got to get the best deal out there. And then he says this, which I guess bothered some people. The issue really has to do with publishers and developers and retail. I don't mean this in a mean way, like it's none of the customer's business, but literally, it's none of the customer's business. It should not affect the consumer at all. All the consumer should worry about is, can I get the best deal possible? I think all he was saying is that the customer shouldn't have to worry about, is the publisher being ripped off or not in the used game trade. That all the customer should worry about is, am I getting a great deal? Am I spending too much? You know, am I getting good value for my gaming dollar? That it's really up to the developers and the publishers and the retailers to work something out, if indeed something does need to be worked out. I don't think it was a knock against the customers at all, and I think Jaffe's not that crazy that he would try to dare to insult his customers. He knows, I mean, we all know where our bread is buttered, Wombat.
I know where my bread is buttered.
Where?
Upstairs.
The kitchen?
Yes.
All right. Let's do the Sunday ads. Best of the Sunday ad deals this week. First, this actually isn't in the Sunday ad, but it's a deal that you should know about, that Toys R Us is giving out a $10 gift card if you buy Killzone 2. The actual Sunday ads deals this week are pretty lame. The best one, I think, is at Best Buy, that if you buy any Xbox Live product or Xbox console, that they're throwing in a Watchmen pack, which gets you two free Watchmen tickets. Movie
you
tickets.
You say Watchmen like it's an old Jewish guy. So Watchmen.
How are you supposed to say it?
Watchmen.
What did I say? Sounds the same.
You say Watchmen.
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 Dude, I hardly speak English. I hardly talk. Got to cut me some slack.
I'm going to go play some shuffleball with Saul Watchman.
Shuffleball?
Shuffleball. Shuffleboard.
I'm pretty good at shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard's a fun game.
Yeah. Play that a lot in Florida.
I'm sure that. Do they make that for the Wii? I'm sure they do.
they do have curling. So that's a pretty good deal, because you can go and buy like a 1,600-point card and, you know, you're basically getting $20 worth of movie tickets. So you're basically, it's a wash. So, or like a month of Xbox Live or something like that. And that's pretty much the only deal that's worth mentioning. Oh, at GameStop, their used deal of the week is you can buy Kung Fu Panda Lego Indiana Jones 2-pack that came with the Xbox holiday bundles that probably say not for resale on them. They're reselling them. And it's $15 used at GameStop this week. And if you have the Edge card, you can get a further discount on that.
Yeah, it'd be 10% off. So
it's actually 10% off of the non-sale price. So it actually works out to being a bit more than 10%.
That's a nice savings then. That's a good
cheap
value actually for two games.
Oh, it's a great value. It turns out to be like $11 or something like that, I think.
That's not bad.
How do they get away with selling something that says not for resale on it? They just don't care. Like,
they just don't. Who's going to stop them?
I don't know. I was thinking about buying GameStop stock.
But
their stock does pretty well. Although no stock is doing well now.
No, I was going to say. I mean, yeah.
I just bought Target stock for some reason. I don't know why. And it's gone down. Let's see. It's gone down about 15% since I bought it.
Good luck.
Every stock. Good luck. I'm like trying to get into the stock market because, you know, all the stock prices are so low right now. You think it's a good time to get in, but the problem is it just keeps going lower. So I'm getting crushed on everything.
So it sounds.
So I don't know. GameStop seems to always do well, though, and it's all because mostly because of their used game business. All right, let's do some new releases, Wombat. What's going on with CAG Foreplay? No CAG Foreplay this week?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard anything. I actually haven't spoken to Shipwreck. I guess since Sunday. So
right,
which would be a whole day.
That's a whole day.
A whole day. I don't know how I've made it this long.
Well, I'm getting this list from Shaq News. They put together a nice list every week. What do we got? On the PC, we've got Empire Total War, which is a game that Shipwreck and I saw a preview of at E3. And it just looked incredible. And I saw the reviews. I actually watched the video review on IGN. And if you're into like a strategy game, I mean, this game, the presentation values on this game, it'll blow you away, especially like the naval battles. I don't think I've ever seen Ocean that looks so good. In fact, Shipwreck was telling me that Sega offered to send him this game for review. Shipwreck's got connections now.
He does, yeah. They love him over there at the Sega.
Well, he writes. He's got a lot of reviews that he's supposedly written, but he just hasn't posted yet. I'm not sure what's going on.
I don't know what that's about either.
But he said his PC. There's no way his PC can handle this game, so he passed on it. But it looks awesome. It's been getting great reviews, and I don't have a PC that can handle it either. Also this week for the PS3 and Xbox 360, we got Hawks. Hawks, has that been getting good reviews?
I mean, I don't know. I tried to find some earlier today, and I could not find one review on Hawks. So I don't think it's been reviewed yet.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the demo was pretty impressive.
I like the demo, and I like that weird-ass side view.
The action cam? Or
whatever they call it, yeah.
It does look pretty cool. Also, Halo Wars comes out this week.
It sure
does.
For Xbox
360. It's weird. It came out a week early in Japan. Hmm. I don't know why they did that.
I don't know either. I know that my Gamefly copy should be here by the end of the week, though, so...
Oh, you, I didn't peg you for this type of a game.
I like these kind of games, and I really like the demo, but I didn't want to buy it, so I'll give it a shot. Also, I mean, there are certain things that kind of strike me as, like, red flags a little bit. The fact that you can only play through the single... There's only one single-player campaign where you can only play as the Space Marines. There's no,
Yeah, that's so weird.
There's no Covenant campaign, and there's no Flood campaign.
Right.
It's not weird. It's called DLC.
Oh, you think that's what's going to happen?
Oh, I think it's going to happen, and I think it's kind of shady.
Sucks, man.
I know. If 3 years ago, that wouldn't be the case.
Hey, did we talk about my article that you made me write? That was between last show and this show.
It was that I made you write.
Speaking of shady DLC, I wrote an open letter to Capcom that Wombat nudged me to do when I was complaining about it over Instant Messenger to you or something.
Yes, you were.
And Wombat's like, you should make a blog post. Why don't you write an open letter to Capcom? So I stayed up late and I wrote this letter, and we got a lot of feedback, and someone actually posted it over at the Capcom forums. And it seemed a vast majority of the gamers out there agreed with me. I was complaining about Capcom charging extra for these costumes, for the extra Street Fighter costumes. It's like five different packs of $4 each for costumes for the Street Fighter characters. They're all on the disc. They're just, you know, you're just paying for the unlock code. In fact, they're all on the arcade version of the game. So they were done well before long before the platform version of this game came out, and Capcom just decided to pull it, you know, to sell it to you separately. $60 is not enough, and, you know, we want to make another $20 off of the hardcore Street Fighter people. So most people agreed with my rant. Some people said, look, they're just costumes, just cosmetic. You don't have to buy it. It doesn't change the gameplay at all. So shut up. Don't complain. Now, of course, I have every right to complain. And just
you do. You have it's your every God-given right to complain.
Right. And I'm Jewish, so there's a lot of complaints.
Exactly.
And, of course, you can complain about me complaining, and that's fine, too. But, you know, there's no way about it. Capcom is being greedy. And one of the users on Keg, Coget, I don't know how you pronounce it, he was sort of coming from the point of view that, you know, the reason that Capcom does this is that they can anticipate this additional revenue, and then their budget for the development of the game is bigger, and, you know, that's sort of his way of justifying it. But the fact of the matter is this. All this shit was done long before the platform versions of the game were even, you know, they probably even started working on it. And, you know, there's other ways to make money. And perhaps if they announced, hey, look, we're going to be coming out with free downloadable content for this game, maybe they would have sold more copies of the game at $60. You know, there's a lot of different ways that you can justify either, you know, this stuff. But I just think it's personally, for me, it's sort of inexcusable to strip out content from your game and sell it to us piece by piece.
Was there any response from Capcom, like even over on their forums, that anyone, like a moderator at least, even comment on it?
Oh, last time I checked, no. No. What can they say? There's no way to defend it, really, without, I mean, at the end of the day, it comes down to, you had shit that was ready to be sold when the game was released, and you decided to sell it to us separately.
So you heard it here first. Until we get an official apology from Capcom, we're asking everyone on CheapAssGamer.com to boycott all new games from Capcom. Only buy them used, and only buy them through links on CheapAssGamer.com. That's what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying.
That's what CheapED says. So that's what we're going to do.
That's what
Remember,
Wombat
whatever
says.
CheapED says, that's what we do. And CheapED says, don't buy new games from Capcom until they fix this or apologize.
Hold you. I guess you won't be buying any new games from Capcom ever.
Who said I was going to anyway?
Right. Right. Well, you're buying Resident Evil, aren't you?
I guess I don't have a pre-order on it anymore because I moved to Killzone.
You're going to buy it used now?
I don't know if I'm going to. I mean, I don't know.
You might as well. I mean, it'll be on the store shelf used in a week anyway, right?
Well, I'm kind of waiting now. I'm a little apprehensive because the demo didn't blow me away. And I mean, obviously I know people who've already finished the game, and the reviews that I've sort of heard, you know, in my ear are not so positive.
What do you mean in your ear?
Like people have told me.
The people who have finished the game?
Yeah.
What didn't they like about it?
They just didn't love it. I mean, I honestly don't know that many specifics because I didn't ask that many questions. It wasn't like an interview.
Should have been.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not getting other people in trouble.
Okay. You don't want to get Rusty in trouble? I mean, other people in trouble?
It wasn't Rusty, so there.
Who else do you know? You don't know anybody.
I know lots of people. I get around.
You do?
Yeah, I know my parents.
They have a copy of RE5.
Yes, my father finished Resident Evil 5 over the weekend. He said it was awful. That's my father impersonation.
He said he was going to go play shuffleball.
I'm going to go play some shuffleball with Saul Watchman.
All right. Also this week at Major League Baseball 2K9. All right, we don't need to talk about any of this other stuff, right?
Wait, didn't something else? Oh, no, Halo Wars. We already talked about that. Yeah, we're done. And the Watchman game.
Which is supposed to be bad, right?
Oh, I'm sure it's terrible. For $20?
For Sonic and the Black Knight for the Wii?
Ugh.
What's that? What's that Sonic game about?
You're Sonic, and you slowly but surely bury that franchise to death, I think is the plot of the game.
Sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to Microsoft, Wombat. Some of the big news from Microsoft this week is that the Xbox 360 outsold the Wii and PS3 in Japan for the week ending February 22nd. They sold 25,000 units compared to the PS3's 16,000 and the Wii's close to 17,000. Although it was the 360 was outsold by the DSi and the PSP. And this is all because Star Ocean 4 came out. I'm sure next week the Xbox 360 will not outsell the Wii and the PS3.
And I still won't care about Japanese sales figures.
Right. Well, that's why we're going to move on. Microsoft had some good news about the, or they announced some good news about the Grand Theft Auto 4 Lost and Damned downloadable content. It was the largest, it had the most first day sales revenue of any downloadable content on Xbox Live. Although, I don't know how much that really means because it's also, you know, one of the most expensive pieces of content out there at $20.
There you go. Yeah.
I didn't buy it.
What am I supposed to say about that? Yes, if you sell five things at $20, you're going to make more money than if you sell five things at $5. Congratulations.
That is true. Well, our poll on CAG came to the conclusion that about 50%, it was basically 50-50 whether people were interested in the downloadable content or not. So that's pretty good. I mean, because
that is pretty good.
A lot of copies of that game were sold. And Microsoft did spend a little, well, actually, you know, they Microsoft, there's a little misconception about the Microsoft's Rockstar deal on this. Microsoft, some people think Microsoft paid $50 million for the downloadable content, but they basically just gave Rockstar an advance. So I wonder if Microsoft is going to get a refund. I wonder if they sold enough.
I don't know.
I don't know. They didn't announce actual any sales figures.
And they won't.
And they probably won't. In other Microsoft news, Microsoft, this is sort of a big story that is always funny because it involves lesbians.
And that, as we that's all know, always Howard funny Stern, to you because you're yes. a Howard Stern hack.
Right. Well, everyone knows Howard Stern's theory that lesbians are awesome.
Yeah, and they are. I mean, it's true.
So basically this Xbox Live user got banned or suspended from Xbox Live, not banned, but suspended from Xbox Live because on her little bio section, on her profile, she mentioned that she was a lesbian. And the current user policy, terms of use policy, says that you cannot express your sexual orientation in your gamer tag or on your profile. Now, you also, that means you can't say that you're straight either.
But they also won't ban you unless someone complains.
Well, suspend you, remember. It's the difference between banning and suspending.
They won't suspend you unless someone complains.
Yeah, so people, well, because they wouldn't know about it, most likely. So you can't even say, I can't write on my profile that I'm straight. Somebody should try that out.
Can you put down that you're married?
Well, that wouldn't say what your sexual orientation is, because you could be gay and be married.
Yeah, but what if people, well, I guess, well, not in this country.
Okay, what if I write on my
not
profile
legally,
that...
I guess.
Well, some places you can, right? Can't you?
Massachusetts, no. I think, is still the only state.
California, no, right?
They banned it in California.
I heard that there's a bill that they're discussing over there to legalize weed.
Well, we'll see what comes first, gay marriage or legalized marijuana.
I'm rooting for marijuana.
I like when we talk politics because it's very obvious that we have no idea what's going on in the country.
Oh, I get all my news from Howard Stern, so I'm sure I'm very well informed.
I'm sure you are.
So I wonder if I write on my Xbox profile, like, I like men. Now, I didn't say that I was gay, and maybe I'm a woman. You don't know. Is that allowed?
I don't know.
I just can't write, I am gay, I am lesbian, I am homosexual, or I am straight.
Well, it's like that guy whose last name is Gaywood, and that was his gamer tag, and they told him he couldn't use his last name as a gamer tag.
Right, that's funny.
Sorry, Gaywood. Really, I think this guy's had enough problems in life. Let him keep his gamer tag.
Right. And my friend whose gamer tag was, I love gay sex, he was banned too. It's ridiculous.
And that's his old family name.
Right, it's pretty awkward.
It's Swedish.
Right, when they go out for dinner and you know they have to leave their name for reservations, it's so awkward. All right, Wombat, anything else for Microsoft? Have you been playing anything on your 360?
I played some Halo 3.
Besides that?
No, I played mostly the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, I've been playing. I don't know. Yeah, me too. I sort of been playing mostly PS3 this week.
Yeah.
And let's move on to PS3 and let's talk about Killzone 2. My copy arrived on Monday from PlayAsia, which is great. And so far, I'm really enjoying it. I'm not very far in either the multiplayer or the single player because I just got it. I'm up to the Academy, I think, on single player, and I've only advanced two levels in the multiplayer.
Well, I've only advanced one level in the multiplayer, and I'm only on the second level of the single player, so you're further than I am.
Well, you're in big trouble because it seems to me like if you're not killing anybody in the multiplayer, you can have a really hard time advancing.
Well, what I need to do is just play some just straight ahead deathmatch, not team deathmatch, just straight ahead deathmatch. And
you're not going to kill anybody.
I might.
Did you get any kills when you played with the Kinect?
I did.
That weren't team
I
kills?
I had my moments. I have moments. Well, people only see the negative. They never see when I do something good. That's all.
Well, obviously, like everybody else, I'm very impressed with the presentation in Killzone. The graphics and sound are great. I did, like a lot of people, I am having trouble getting used to the controls. It feels very different from like Call of Duty 4 or Halo 3. There's some heft to the controls. It feels weighty. And a lot of people are complaining about it. There's YouTube videos about how there's lag, controller lag, and, you know, it's broken, and there's outrage everywhere all over the internet. I think it's really just, you know, that's a design decision that Guerrilla Games came up with. They said, as far as I know, they said that they're not making any changes to the controls. Me personally, yeah, I think there's a learning curve there, definitely.
I wound up adjusting the sensitivity on my X and Y axis on my right analog stick.
Yeah.
And that seems to have helped me in the single player, so.
I did it a little bit. I talked to Traken, who I mentioned before, and he's like an expert first-person shooter player. Like, he's awesome at those games. Probably awesome at every game, but especially good at those. So I asked him about the controls. I asked him about the sensitivity. And he recommended not increasing it too much. Otherwise, it makes it harder. But just to get used to the controls, just, you know, just to give it a chance. And I'm getting used to it. We talk about, like, what's important for first-person shooters. And, we basically said control and graphics are super important. Another thing that's really important is how fun it is to kill people in the game. You know, basically, the death animations and the death physics are also a really big part of any first-person shooter. And Killzone does a really good job with that. I mean, you got to admit that, Wombat. Even you, jaded gamer, you have to admit it's fun to kneecap these guys and watch them go down.
I just said it was a fun game.
Why do you say you hate it so much, though?
You know what? I do. I hate Killzone. You know what? It's not that I hate Killzone 2. It's that I hate the PlayStation 3 so much.
Right.
That anything on it, automatically, I'm going to say is bad, because I'm biased.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm having fun. I played the multiplayer, even though Wombat hates it, and he's not kidding at all.
No, I'm not remotely kidding. I really do hate it.
I've also had fun with the multiplayer. In fact, it's one of those games that I find myself thinking about it when I'm not playing it. And granted, I have not spent a lot of time playing it, but I did get a chance to play with several CAGs, because there is a CAG clan. There's two CAG clans, like a casual and a hardcore. I'm in the casual one.
Cause I would be on the hardcore one.
Yeah, right.
Well, I like to watch penetration, so.
Yeah, it's great.
That was gross. Even for me, that was gross.
That is, yeah, that's not you, Wombat.
No, it's not me.
You don't need to compete with my nastiness.
No, I don't.
So it is cool. Like, the clan system is cool. There's a lot of neat things about the multiplayer, and, you know, the stuff you unlock as you level up, and the character customization and all that. But I just don't have a lot of experience with it yet, because I just got the game. But I did, and you know, you can go to killzone.com and follow your stats, although it wasn't quite working for me. And you can even watch like a match replay, but it's just like a top-down view of the map with little dots on it. Have you tried that out at all?
No, I haven't, but I could check it out. And again, I agree. I really like this game. I mean, I haven't played much of it, but I do want to play more. And it also passed the first test of Wombat, if Wombat likes a game or not. After I finished playing it that night, I went to sleep and I had these crazy Killzone 2 dreams.
Oh.
So that's, and that only happens with games that I like.
Yeah, that's like what I was saying. Like, I was walking down the street this morning and I was thinking, oh, I wish I was playing Killzone right now. And I wish I didn't have to go record the CagCast right now because I could play some more Killzone, especially the multiplayer, and build up my guy.
Yeah, I thought about playing some last night, but then I got, it was a crazy day with the snow and the baby and the working and all that nonsense, so.
Yeah, I did have a nice triple kill when I was playing with some of those other CAGs. I just walked into a room and there were three guys on the other team all coming at me, and I just unloaded all at their heads with the whatever the standard machine gun is, and I took them all out. It was pretty awesome.
You
I
should be
couldn't even
proud.
believe it. And everybody was like, "Wow." And I said, "Thank you. I'm retiring as champion."
As you should.
All right, so we'll probably talk more about it next week. Oh, we'll definitely talk about it because we're going to have the Killzone game night.
Exactly. Maybe I'll level up there.
Right. Not only only if you're riding on other people's coattails, I'm sure.
Is there any other way to ride?
All right, there's also rumors of a new PSP coming out this year, supposedly.
Crazy.
Basically, the rumor is that it's going to have like a sliding screen with like the controls underneath it, I guess. And is it going to have some built-in memory or something like that? I
Yeah,
don't
I
know.
think they're
Like,
getting rid of the UMD is the
well, how do you play games then?
I would assume maybe on an SD card.
I
You
don't
would have to
know.
download them from the PlayStation Network.
I don't know. I'd be interested in that. I mean, sort of always liked the PSP. It's just the load times. I hated the load times, and I didn't like the size of it. And
I
the,
still
you know.
can't get past the fact that they're trying to pass off these PlayStation 2 games in a
Right.
handheld form with one analog stick.
Yeah. I mean, if they had like an a cool app store like the iPhone, that would be good too.
But you already
And
have an iPhone, so
like the
why do you need the Sony iPhone?
I
You
don't.
don't. You have no need for that at all. So
There's a lot of good games
stop
on the
lying
iPhone.
to these good people
I'm not lying.
by
I'm
telling them that
interested.
you think it's a good idea when it would just be a blatant ripoff of something you already paid for.
Well, I'm interested in the idea and the concept. I'd like to see what they have planned. How about that? Is that fair?
No.
It's not fair.
No, it's not. I say no.
All right, fuck the PSP.
That's what I want to hear.
And fuck the horse I came in on.
That's what I want to hear.
There are some supposedly good games on the iPhone. Shipwreck keeps telling me about good games, and I know my friend Jean buys every freaking game on there, so supposedly there's good stuff. Oh, well, so we'll keep an eye on what's coming out with the new PSP.
Yeah,
Maybe
and
it'll be
for right
announced
now, it's
at
all rumor anyway.
it's
And
all rumor. Maybe they'll announce it at GDC. Maybe they'll wait for E3. Wombat, are you gonna come to E3? Come on, it's getting
I
ridiculous.
don't know. I mean, every year something crazy always happens around E3 time. So,
So what's happening this year?
last year I had that whole baby thing.
Right, that was annoying.
It sure was. And this year, well, the company I work for was just sold, and new ownership takes over around that time. So I have to make sure I still am gainfully employed.
Gainfully employed?
Yeah, that too.
Well, I don't know. I mean, don't you seem like you don't even want to go, really.
I would love to go.
Really? Do you
100%.
sure?
I would love to go 100%. I
I've
think it'd
reserved
be
a
great.
hotel room for you already.
Did you know?
I did. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
And you don't even have to share it with Shipwreck. That's the kind of guy I am.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. When is it again? It's in June?
It's the first week in June.
Yeah. We'll see. I'd like to go. Maybe I could work it out. Take a
You
long
should work it
weekend.
out. Come on, dude. Your fans want to see you.
I have no fans.
I know. I'm trying to make you feel good.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
See, the goal is that you and Shipwreck actually do some work and I just hang out.
I understand what you're trying to do.
But last year, nobody did work.
No one did any work. I would go. I would do some work. I'd probably wind up offending a few people.
Nobody did any work, and I lost my video camera in the back of a taxi while I was smoking weed.
Jerk.
What a jerk. Okay. Oh, now on PlayStation.com, you can view your trophies. Did you view your trophies yet?
No. You know, of all the things missing on the PlayStation 3, that was the number one thing on my
list. That was the number one request? Yeah. Wasn't inviting people from the cross media bar?
No, I wouldn't even think of that. I was thinking, hey, you know these trophies that aren't required for every game, and most of the games that I have and have finished don't have trophies, so I really don't care about them? I wish there was a way I could view them.
Or not view them.
Or not view them on my web browser. If only that existed. And poof, here it is. It's like a year's worth of free Little Big Planet costumes.
Speaking of missing features, how do you invite somebody to a game in Killzone 2? Can you?
I don't know. I haven't tried. I'm sure you can.
So you can't invite anybody to a game in the cross media bar, right? To any game.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Because I tried to, because I saw like on my friends list that one of my friends was playing Killzone, and I went to the cross media bar and I was like, all right, I want to send him an invite, but I couldn't.
Yeah, Killzone hates you.
Yeah, but we can view our trophies on a website.
And that's all that matters, because that's all anyone wants to do. They want to, like, hey, honey, check this out. These are my trophies.
But where are your trophies for Metal Gear Solid 4?
These are my trophies.
And this is my Jewy goatee.
Exactly. Let's go play some shuffleball.
Let's, one last thing on Sony, the Yakuza 3 exclusive PS3 game that just came out in Japan sold 300,000 copies already, which is very good for a Japanese release. I was worried about that game, actually. Although, when they bring them to the United States, they do terrible.
They do terrible.
They do. I saw, there's a thread on KAG about game sales, and the Yakuza numbers were just embarrassing.
Yeah, they're pretty piss poor. What is it? Roland X? Is that his name?
Roland 13X, I think.
Something. Good, thread. Check it out. There's some really fun stats on that.
To put it in perspective, Metal Gear Solid 4 sold 465,000 units in the first week. So 300,000 is very good. Congratulations. I would be very interested in this game if they port it in America properly. You know. Keep the Japanese voices. Use subtitles on the bottom. Don't be stupid. Or give us the choice, at least. All right, let's move on to Nintendo, Wombat. Before the show, I was desperately looking for some Nintendo news to talk about, and I went to the new joystick site. You know, joystick redesigned their site lately.
Yes,
so now what
did.
You could do is if you only want to see, instead of having to go to like Nintendo Wii Fanboy or whatever like that, they combined everything to joystick.com and they have little tabs on the top and you can click on Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo and get, you know, basically sort of like the same thing as going to the Fanboy sites. And when I went to the Nintendo site, I saw something that looked very familiar, Wombat. I don't know if you had seen this or not. But yeah. They have something on there called Spot the Real Wii or DS Game.
You mean the game they stole from us?
Well, they stole from you.
Yeah, they did. I know. Justin McElroy stole that from me, yes.
Right. Well, Wombat, in fact, someone in the comments said, this sounds a lot like, wait, let me find the exact thing. So this is hilarious, but not quite as good as Wombat's DS game or porno. And then the guy posted all the stuff from your game, Wombat, and the answers.
That's awesome. Yeah, see? Who was it?
That's Mischa.
Well, good for you for standing up for me, because DS or porn is funnier. So
Right. Take
that, joystick.
Well, I think it's okay that they steal from Wombat. Just don't steal from me.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hey!
Right.
I'm sure it was a completely original idea that just borrows from similar themes.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure that none of those guys listen to the CAG.
Never. I'm sure they never have.
Doesn't matter. You don't really care, do you, Ahmed? No, what do you seriously? All kidding aside, what do you think about it?
I honestly could care less. I'm glad that someone read it and thought of me. That's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. And I think more of you should flood the comments on that, going, "Hey, isn't this just..."
No, what they should do is just write wombat over and over again.
Over and over and over again. Just one word post. Just wombat, wombat, wombat until it's like 300 comments.
Until you're all banned.
Exactly.
Let's see. Nintendo put out a press release with the dates and names of some new games coming out for the Wii and DS. The biggest one being Punch-Out. Now, the Punch-Out is scheduled to come out May 18th. Now, I don't know. I'm not that excited about Punch-Out, are you?
Don't you think we've gone far enough full circle and things are retro where it could be Mike Tyson's Punch-Out again?
I don't know. The guy's... I mean, it could be, but he's sort of a not a great character to have in a game.
I think he's crazy enough where I think he fits...
I don't think he fits in with the whole Nintendo family-oriented...
Well, maybe not on the title, but I mean, maybe even as an unlockable... Like, you beat the game, congratulations, now you get to fight, you know, Mr. Dream.
Right, and he bites your ear off.
Yeah.
They've also released information about a new Excite Truck game. Well, I guess it's called Excite Bots. Trick Racing, and that's coming out April 20th. And they got these new Play Control games for the Wii. That's where they... that's where Nintendo gets so lazy... that they don't even bother making a new game. They just add Wii controls to the old game. So you thought they were lazy releasing games like Punch-Out for the Wii, where it's just, you know, probably a slight graphical upgrade and, you know. But no, they're taking Pikmin and Mario Tennis and Donkey Kong Jungle Beat and just releasing new controls on it. So that's pretty exciting. Anything else you're looking forward to on this list, Wombat?
I'm looking through it right now.
No, the answer is no.
Littlest Pet Shop?
No.
Miami Law?
I think
Law.
We should just say some nasty stuff about Nintendo so we can get it posted on GoGamer again.
Yeah, I think so too. Nintendo blows ass. How's that? Does that work for anyone?
Right, and we hate the GoGamer commenters.
And we do, all of them, personally. Right. I don't think I've said anything of any redeeming value this entire show.
No. Not really.
I haven't.
Some really creepy comment about penetration is the only thing that I've taken away.
I think that's what's going to stick out in most people's minds.
Nintendo also released a new controller for the Wii in Japan, the Classic Controller Pro. Now, this is a lot like the Classic Controller Non-Pro, except they've added little handles to it and an extra set of shoulder buttons, I think.
Yeah, it looks like what the GameCube controller should have looked like.
Right. It looks like a PS2 controller.
Yeah, it's what the GameCube controller should have looked like.
It looks exactly like a PS2 controller, except it's
not
white.
Not quite. It's a little thicker and a little rounder.
Okay. Well, it's close enough. It's as close as they can get without being sued by Sony.
Eh. I'm going to go with a big
They could have gone closer.
It is nice. It's definitely what they should have had on the GameCube.
Anything else for Nintendo, Wombat?
Boy and His Blob is returning.
Where did it go?
Well, it hasn't appeared since it was on the NES.
Oh.
Now it's coming back for the Wii.
I never played it on the NES.
You never played it on the NES?
Nope.
Game was badass. You fed your blob jelly beans and he turned into a ladder. games don't get better than that. How the hell do I get up here? If only I had some jelly beans. So right. My blob could turn into a ladder.
You can feed Wombat jelly beans and he turns into a beanbag chair.
It is true. Right now I'm wearing, because I haven't really changed much from work, but it's cold in the basement. I'm wearing black socks, black sweatpants, and a long sleeve black t-shirt. Mm-hmm. I look like the world's fattest ninja.
Beverly Hills Ninja?
I am Beverly Hills Ninja.
Yeah, I saw that video that your wife posted on Facebook. You playing with your kid. You look pretty, wombats.
It's terrible. I gained a lot of weight when I moved out of Manhattan.
Because you don't walk around anymore.
No, I was walking like 5 miles a day, and now I walk 0 miles a day, so.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's keeping me from being incredibly fat instead of just incredibly out of shape, is that I walk probably 45 minutes to an hour a day, just doing my regular stuff, and that just... You know, that's like the bare minimum. And otherwise, I would just be, I'd be out of control and my clothes wouldn't fit.
Yeah, and it's sad, too, because it's not like I'm eating a lot. It'd be one thing if I was, like, gorging myself on good fattening foods, but I don't really eat that much. Mm. So,
All right, let's move on to Kags on News.
Yes.
Which everybody enjoys. This was sort of interesting, and this is comes from EA. The general manager of EA's Redwood Shores studio says that the company is going to probably re-examine their whole shipping schedule. And this is something that Shipwreck has always brought up, that he never understands why all the companies feel the need to put their high-profile releases out in November.
Well, we've been talking about this for a while now. I mean, the last year was the best example with Grand Theft Auto and Metal Gear Solid 4 selling really well. An even better example would be T-Human. T-Human, which didn't break any sales records, still sold probably three times as much as it would have if it came out, you know, when something else was coming out.
Yep. The guy basically says that EA may take cues from the movie industry, which has a more healthy spread of big budget titles, releases rather. And then he says, we're now learning that we could probably launch a game at any time, and if it's a good game, it will be well received. Pointing to unproven titles like Mirror's Edge and Dead Space, two original games that might have done better, you know, if they didn't come out when every other, you know, highly anticipated game was coming out.
Yeah, if Dead Space came out in like June, that would have been a huge game.
Yeah, it seems like common sense. I don't know. I don't understand.
Me neither.
All right, also in Kagzon news, Midway is having a ton of financial problems. Yet they are still paying Ed Boon his bonuses because they realize that he's basically all they got. The Mortal Kombat franchise is the only thing that is keeping Midway in business. And they're hardly in business, frankly.
If they started liquidating their licenses, would you try to buy one? Like, is there a Midway license that you would just want to say? Just so you could say you own a classic video game license?
I don't think I'm interested in that. Like, what? I don't know. What are some of their games that I'd be interested in?
Well, you could own Joust.
What am I going to do with Joust?
Who cares? You could make silly t-shirts and sell them. Or if anyone tries to make a Joust game, they have to come to you and pay you.
Right, because I'm sure my door is going to be knocked down.
Hey, you never know. And who cares? If anyone, you could say you're, you know, double the internet space pimp because you own Joust. You say,
right, that is kind of cool.
I know, exactly. See? It's not necessarily the license you own. It's the fact that you own one. It could be Smash TV. It could be Gauntlet.
Right.
My name is Chibi D, and I own Gauntlet.
Yeah, that would be good.
Back the fuck up. This bitch needs food way. Badly. That's, you could say that because you would own that line.
That's right.
See, now I got the wheels spinning in the old bald cranium.
It's got to be a better investment than my stock market investments.
Exactly. It's better than Target stock. At least you have something tangible.
Yep.
Sort of.
So basically, Ed Boon is scheduled for $1 million worth of bonuses.
Yes. I think the show may be our most vulgar. We've dropped more F-bombs than usual.
I only said twice. I have a scorecard.
Do you?
No. I don't.
That's fucking brilliant. What's next?
Also in Kagzon News, Gillette is releasing a razor for gamers. It's called the Gillette Fusion Power Gamer.
It lets you shave with gravy.
Actually, it takes advantage of the natural grease of your skin, I think, of a gamer's skin. I don't understand. Like, it's Tiger. I mean, have you seen the commercials for it?
I've seen the web ads for it.
So what's the deal? Like, I see here's a picture, and it's got Tiger Woods in the ad. Tiger Woods is in the ad, and two other sports people that I don't recognize.
Yeah.
But it's for gamers, so why, right? Is it marketed towards video gamers or sports people? Because then it should be called sports.
It's like sports video game players.
Oh, is that, that's what they're doing. Yes. Oh, okay, that's why they're like, they look like computer rendered.
Have you seen the Capital One Bank commercial with the video game characters in it? That's one weird ass commercial. I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere. You should watch that.
Right.
That's your homework. Maybe you could muster up the energy to watch a 30-second commercial.
I gotta find. Yeah. Okay. I just bought a Gillette Fusion actually.
Good
for
you.
Not power. Not gamer.
I bought a 100-pack of razors at the BJ's Club about a year ago. I still have some left.
That's good.
Yeah, 100 razors is a lot. It was like $15 for 100 razors.
What kind of razors?
Crapo specials.
Cut your face special?
Yeah, it doesn't matter with my facial hair anyway. It's basically steel wool grows out of my face, so...
Yeah, yeah. That goatee looks like you could definitely clean your pots and pans with
yeah,
it.
I could grate cheese with my face, so whatever.
Yeah.
It's because I'm a man.
You're a real man. You're a Jewy man with Jewy facial hair.
That's right, I'm a man's man.
Shall we move on to the keg bag, Wombat?
Yes, we shall.
DJ Steele, who I guess is your new best buddy.
Are you just jealous that I have friends?
Right. That's true. He sent us a bunch of different things that he wanted us to talk about. And we will go through them right now. The first is that he wanted to know whether we thought Street Fighter IV is worth $60. Now, I've played a lot of Street Fighter IV. I've played over 20 hours of Street Fighter IV. Because they keep track and they tell you. So for me, I have to say definitely it was worth $60. You know, it's $3 an hour for enjoyment. And I think that's a good deal.
On the surface have no initial interest in the game, so I'm going to say
it's not worth it for you.
It's not worth $60. Doesn't mean
if you're
it's
a Street
not
Fighter
game,
fan like
me.
I am. Yeah, if you're a Street Fighter fan like I am, then it's definitely worth $60. There's plenty to do in the game, although the online is still broken. You know, it's like you spend just as much time looking for a match as you do fighting in one, which is a big problem.
So why have you tried the arcade mode, or you just don't like that?
Well, yeah, what you can do is you can play in arcade mode and have people come and challenge you. But it's stupid. I don't want to play. If I wanted to play the computer, I would play the computer. I don't. And then what happens is you get interrupted and there's additional... You know, loading times and shit when you get interrupted, and it's just, it's stupid. I'm not interested in playing the computer. I'm interested in playing real live people, and I want to do it in an efficient manner. And the way that the online is set up now, you can't do it that way. You know, it's broken. They got to fix it. But still, I've had fun with the game. I managed to have fun with the game anyway, and I've, like I said, I've played a lot of the game. For me, a Street Fighter fan, it's definitely worth $60. But I can certainly see it not being worth $60 to many people. DJ Steele also wants to know what we think about the deal of the week on the Xbox Live Marketplace, and should it just be limited to Xbox Arcade titles, or is it okay when they have discounts on regular like downloadable content like they're doing this week with the Ninja Gaiden 2-pack? I mean, personally, I don't mind them doing both, but I would certainly like to see more arcade titles mentioned or discounted.
I would like to see things that people may actually care about. Who wants the Ninja Gaiden 2-pack?
The mission, I don't know. Somebody, yeah, and it's not that much of a discount.
No.
You know, if you're going to do something like that, you know, cut it. You got to cut. Do be like Sony. Sony's very aggressive on their store. They do 50% discounts. Come on. Hook it up.
I blame Major Nelson.
I don't blame Major Nelson.
I do.
I also think that they should have an affiliate program for the Xbox Live Marketplace. Now that you can link to content, they should hook up people like me. Pay us commissions when we send business their way. I noticed that when Major Nelson...
Major Nelson could set that up for you. I blame him again.
Well, no, check this out. Listen. I noticed that when Major Nelson posts links to Xbox Live Marketplace content, there's part of the link says Major Nelson in it. So there's some sort of referral program in place there. So you know what I did? When I posted on the front page of CAG, I guess last week when Braid was on sale, I posted it. I took out Major Nelson and I put in Cheap Ass Gamer just for fun.
I'm sure that'll do anything.
Probably not. Yeah, I didn't hear anything from it. I'm waiting for my check.
You keep waiting.
Do you think a check is just going to arrive at my house because I put Cheap Ass Gamer in the link?
I think so. I think that's how it works. That's how the internets work.
Right. He also wanted to know, and so did David E. Castro, one of our listeners from Brazil, what we thought about the new Street Fighter movie. I haven't watched it, and I will not watch it because it looks terrible. And I watched, but I did watch the IGN video review of the new Street Fighter movie. And their conclusion was that the original Street Fighter movie is better, the one with Raul Julia and Jean-Claude Van Damme. So, and as Shipwreck pointed out, I did not know this, Wombat. Maybe you did. But the original Street Fighter movie was supposed to be a G.I. Joe movie, and they just changed all the characters' names to Street Fighter people.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, that's the basic.
I had no idea.
Yeah, no, I knew that. I knew that, and it shows. I like the original Street Fighter movie. I mean, it's bad, but it's good bad.
Right.
It's fun.
At least they have, like, the characters in there wearing their costumes and stuff.
You know, I don't think I have any interest in the Chun-Li movie. Kristen Kreuk, I mean, she's cute and all, but I didn't like her on Smallville. Mm-hmm. She was, Lana Lang on that show was just the worst character ever. So, I don't know. It makes me not even want to see a movie with her in it, which I know isn't necessarily her fault, but...
Right.
I never said
Well, and of course, casting her as Chun-Li is pretty ridiculous. I mean, Wombat, you look more Chinese than she does.
Well, she's half Chinese, I think.
Right, but yeah. Which half, though?
The bottom.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. I mean, she doesn't look Chinese at all. She looks sleepy. All right. And it was funny because Capcom's PR man gave a little response to people who didn't like the new Street Fighter movie. In speaking with Game Daily, he said, "Critics were unkind to the first Street Fighter movie as well, but that film has been ridiculously profitable for Capcom over the last decade. The original Street Fighter movie still generates millions of dollars in royalties for Capcom every year, thanks to cable, foreign distribution, home video, DVD, and Blu-ray sales." That's a great PR response because it's like saying, yeah, who cares if it sucks or not? We still get paid. Let's not put any money or thought into the movie because we'll still make money anyway.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I'd do that too.
Yeah, right. But I don't know why you would say that in public. All right. What else do we got, Wombat? Oh, Stealth Soul has a question for both of us. He says, "Cheapy, what's going on in the toilet these days? No DS?" Yeah, you know, these days I bring my iPhone in there. And I usually listen to Howard Stern on the speaker of the iPhone and, you know, check my email or instant message with people. One of my favorite things is instant messaging Wombat while I'm taking a shit.
That is true. I can attest to that.
And I let you know. I say, "Hey, Wombat, guess what? I'm taking a shit."
And I say, "Fabulous."
And then remember when I took a picture of it with the iPhone and sent it
to you? I do remember when you sent me a picture. That was one of my happiest days.
Yeah. So, yeah, no games on the toilet these days. Just the DS. I mean, just the iPhone.
Yeah,
and here's a question for you, Wombat. He says, "I remember you mentioning you bought a domain for a website you're working on a while ago. I think at the end of CAGPLAY forecast number 2. And unless I'm mistaken, you haven't brought it up since. What is the site going to be for or about? And also, I guess, what's the status of the website?"
Right now, it's really in limbo for multiple reasons. One, I really don't know what I'm doing anyway. And two, it's...
You have no idea how to make a website.
I don't know how to make a website. And I don't really have the time. I don't know why I had these delusions of grandeur that I thought I was going to have time to do something like this. But
right.
I'm just, you know, I'm getting busier and busier every day, which is a good thing. I'm not complaining. It's good to be busy. But I just don't have the time. I mean, it's hard with a baby and this and my day job and my wife's job and everything else that goes on in the world and errands and all that stuff.
Side gigolo business?
Yeah, exactly. That I really wasn't expecting to have me make any money on anyway. I just thought it would be fun to have my own site, and it just...
It's not that fun.
Yeah.
If you're not making money.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a lot of work.
Exactly, and it's a lot of work for that I don't have really the time to put into. But who knows? I'd like to do it. I just really need to...
It was a dumb idea anyway.
I thought it was a good idea, but it's neither here nor there.
Dumb. Do you want to tell people what the idea is?
No, because now you ruined it.
No one's going to steal your idea.
No,
it's dumb.
It was just going to be a website. Well, it was going to be a website based around comic books and video games based on comic books. Primarily. It was going to be targeted towards comic book-based video games.
It's dumb.
Fine. It's a dumb idea. Does that make you happy? I think people would be interested.
I think just a general Wombat blog would be... People would be more interested in that.
I could do a general Wombat blog on your website.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I see. You want me to do more work for you.
No, I want you to do some work.
Oh, some work for you. I do enough work for you already.
If you say so.
Yeah, I do.
Like what?
I got your letter spread around a lot of places, your open letter.
You got it? How'd you get it spread around?
I emailed it to people.
You did not.
I did.
Nobody posted it.
I know. Actually, Aeropaws did.
Well, okay. But, you know, no offense to Aeropaws.
And I got it on Gaff.
They ain't putting asses in seats over at Aeropaws, I don't think.
I got it on a couple of places.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. It's hard to get.
Everybody picked up the Toys R Us news games.
That was pretty cool. That's because what you wrote, I guess, just wasn't newsworthy enough.
It's not newsworthy. It's just complaining. My opinion is not newsworthy.
Your complaining just isn't news. What can I say?
Yeah, it's not. I'm the first to agree with it.
But I did get people.
I'm not a great writer.
No, you're not. You don't have a way with words like Nick Suttner.
No, I don't. Very few do. The Toilet Duck says, "Hey, I had a quick question about your new headphone setup, as you both have the." Turtle Beach Ear Force X4 surround sound headsets. He says, do you find they are significantly different than a pair of good quality standard headphones like Sennheisers? Or Sennheiser, however you say it. I did have a pair of Sennheisers once. It was a low-end pair. It was like a $100 pair, not like the ridiculously expensive ones. The biggest thing... Well, the Turtle Beach ones sound great. No question about it. They have the surround sound thing going on. But the biggest plus for them, I think, is, you know, first, they're wireless. But second, if you're using them on Xbox 360, you get the integrated voice chat into the headset, which is really good. Because if you think about it, when you're using a regular headset and you're playing Xbox 360, you've got something over your right ear, covering your right ear. So half your hearing is basically blocked from getting true surround sound. I mean, that thing covers your whole ear, and you're just hearing really crappy voice chat in your ear instead of high-quality surround sound. So the X4s integrate everything, and you can adjust the sound volume independently of the music volume, and I think that is really the selling point of it. Don't you agree?
I'm sorry, I had something over my ear. I didn't hear a word you said.
But you know what I'm saying, Juan.
I do.
You think I'm being silly?
No, I don't think you're being silly at all.
Right. No, I mean, I recommend them definitely for Xbox 360. If you don't have an Xbox 360 or you don't play a lot online or talk to people online, then maybe it's hard to justify that high price tag. But I'm very happy with them. Tengaport wants to know how I'm doing with my Japanese coach for the DS. And then he says, I'm guessing it's been forgotten since you haven't mentioned it in a while. Yeah, you're right. My Japanese language study is non-existent. I'm sorry to say.
That's sad.
I'm just not an A-type personality. I'd like to play Killzone. I don't want to study Japanese. I want to play games.
And those people speak English.
Huh?
Killzone, they speak English.
They speak English, but yeah, the game's not even out in Japan yet. And then he said his wife is Chinese and he picked up my Chinese coach and he said it was mildly helpful.
Mildly.
And then he says something in Chinese. Da jie wo de pong yao. That was pretty good, right?
Yes. That means, please pick up your order
Kill
in 10 minutes.
It means you order beef with broccoli. let's see. Zavin says, hey, Cheapy, due to the exchange rate or any other problems, would you suggest that people from the U.S. come to take vacations in Japan? Why or why not? Yeah, Japan's awesome. The problem is the dollar is so weak right now, the exchange rate is very unfavorable. The sort of good news is that the yen is taking a big hit too now. So maybe it'll level out a bit. It's been starting to level out a little, but... Still, I mean, if you came like 2 years ago or 3 years ago, that would have been a lot better. But certainly there are plenty of great things to see in Japan, and even, maybe even more importantly, you can't get a bad meal here. I mean, there's so much great stuff to eat. That's probably my favorite part. So, yeah, I mean, come to Japan, but it's going to be expensive.
All right.
Here's a guy with a lot of S's in his name, Wombat. Six S's. to be exact. He wants to know if you've ever had to edit something out of the CADcast. For example, you were about to play Stump the Retailer and you accidentally rolled the clip of you upgrading your memberships to Mega Erotic paid support line. Please share. In fact, I got an email about this from somebody, too. They wanted to know how heavily edited the CADcast was in terms of content. It's not edited at all, really. It's only edited for, you know, making the audio quality better and putting in music and stuff like that. Occasionally, I will, if I happen to be listening to a certain section of the show when I'm editing it and I hear that we're talking over each other, I will fix that from time to time. But I never really listen to the entire show, so it only gets fixed in rare cases. So to answer your question, the content really does not get edited at all.
Yeah. It's just, what we say is what you hear, which is, you know, we don't.
Yeah, it's basically the same as if we were doing a live show.
We do that on purpose. We don't cut out anything. If we figure that you people like to hear our mistakes, you people, all of a sudden I'm
right.
Adversarial. We figure that everyone out there likes to hear when we make mistakes, and that's part of
and
the.
And we do it often.
Yeah, and that's half the fun of the show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, see?
What's the other half?
The other half would be bodily functions.
Yes, and making fun of Wombat's Jewy beard.
Exactly, and making fun of Cheapy for being the douchebag of the year 2008.
Yes, and I think I got it wrapped up this year, too.
I think you're making a strong case. I mean, I will definitely say that, yes.
Can you, but when we're done recording the show, Wombat, can you take a picture of your Jewy beard and show it to us?
I'm sure I could muster up that energy, or you could probably find one on my Facebook page. Grab it.
Just go to, just use the, you know, the photo booth on your MacBook.
I could. I'm lazy.
It just takes 3 seconds.
You could also just go to my new website, Jewbeard.com. And
JewbeardComicBookGames.com.
Jewbeard Comic Book Games, jerk.
Right.
Dream killer.
Jewbeard would be a good pirate.
Jewbeard would be a good pirate. Oi, where's me booty?
Arr,
there'll be no plundering on Saturdays.
You forgot your yarmulke. All right, Wombat, I think that wraps it up for
I'll give you a good deal on your platoon.
On some plundering. Well, I want to thank everybody for
listening to
the show.
Where'd you get your parrot? I have a cousin that sells parrots in the parrot district at 10% off.
That's good, Wombat. I like Jewbeard the pirate. That could be your Halloween costume.
Maybe it will. I'll dress up as Jewbeard the pirate.
Should I do any more questions, or you're done, right?
I think I'm done with the questions for this evening.
Okay, we're definitely done because you're not going to shut up.
Housekeeping.
I'd like to remind everybody to review us on iTunes, please. We always appreciate your reviews. I said I was going to read them, and I'll read one right now while I do these. While I give you our Twitter addresses, because you should also follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/CheapyD, Twitter.com/Wombat5277, or Twitter.com/Shipwreck. You can follow us, and I do. You've been updating, right? I mean, I do a pretty good job updating.
What, my Twitter?
Yeah.
I do it like 5 times a day. Thanks for noticing.
Well, I'm sleeping when you do it.
Yeah, whatever. You don't even look.
If you're up late, if you're up late night, it's probably good to subscribe to mine because I update, you know, when it's pretty late out.
And if you have a job, mine's the Twitter for you.
Right, if you're a normal person. Also, if you want to get CAG video game deals via Twitter, you can follow I forgot what it's called. Video game deals. That's what it's called. Twitter.com/video game deals. Just follow that. Or if you're in the UK, UK game deals.
Don't you have your Canada one up now too? Eh?
I have it, but it's not. I haven't done anything with it.
Canada game deals A?
No, it's just. I think it's just Canada game deals. We have one follower. That's pretty good.
Nice.
All right. Here's a recent review from iTunes on the CADcast. Wait, it's still loading. It's not ready.
You're not very good at this.
I know.
You know who would have
ready,
this ready?
It's not.
Jewbeard the Pirate. I heard he's hosting a new podcast with Nick Suttner.
Yes. Well, Nick's got a crazy beard.
He does.
That's not a Jew. He's Jewish, right?
I have no idea. I know he's foreign.
I think he is. He's foreign?
Yeah, he's not from America.
Where is he from?
I forget. Not America. Which is the other reason why he likes Braid so much.
any good ones here?
I don't know how that fits into anything, by the way.
How about this one? Boo hiss, not liking this. 2 stars. I don't like this, even though my friends do. Sorry. For gaming podcasts, check out videogameoutsiders.com and the X-Play one.
I'll do that. Thank you for the great review.
Okay, here's a good one. Super Best Video Game Podcast, 5 stars by Super Cholo. I've been listening to different video game podcasts for quite some time. Some are too stuffy, and many seem like they are bored talking about video games. Man, that's what, when I watched that IGN video review for Total War, that guy sounded like he was about to fall asleep in the middle of it. And meanwhile, he gave it like a great review, but so monotone. The best part about this podcast is the fact that, yes, it is about video games, but the banter between GBD and Wombat is the best part of the whole thing. 1 minute it's about video games, and the next minute it's about something entirely off topic, like Jewbeard the Pirate. It's a never-ending battle at times to stay on topic, and that's what does it here. The information they give is up-to-date, and with Cheapy being in Japan, you get a two-sided conversation that spans the globe. It's the hilarity of the two hosts that makes this podcast worth listening to. You really can't go wrong. Plus, when there's a review of a game, they always make sure to let everyone know that it is their opinion, not what everyone should think, like other podcasts. Plus, you can't go wrong with the fart heard round the world. I mean, what? All right. here's a review, and the title of the review is "I Like You."
Okay.
Oh, All Games Interactive went off the air. I didn't even know that. It says after All Games Interactive went off the air, I haven't found a compelling gamer podcast until Keg. All right, and I like you.
Who wrote it?
Well, that's it. I want to thank everybody for listening to us, and blah, blah, bluey. Take care. We'll see you next week.
Definitely.
Jewbeard.
Jewbeard.
Star Trek, the game. A game so challenging, you need this combat control panel to play it. Launch photons, fire your phasers, engage warp speed, blast Klingons and alien saucers on your way to the ultimate enemy, Nomad. Is it the most challenging game in the galaxy?
It's inhuman.
Star Trek from Sega.